Show number 57 already of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am your host, Stuart Howe, and we're here again. If you're here, you made it through another week. Congratulations. It's not an easy thing to do these days. Things are getting kind of hectic out there. Depending on where you are, it's either a total madhouse or, you know, almost business as usual. You know, I've got reports from all over the country and the world that are really varied. You know, Central America and mainland Mexico is doing pretty good. Florida's got a great governor. I'm in North Idaho. It's awesome up here. Few knuckleheads, but it's a great place. But, you know, the folks in China, oh, my God, the stuff that I see coming out of there, out of Australia, out of Kanukistan, just, you know, an hour's drive north of where I am. Well, an hour and a half. Hour if you're driving really fast, but... You know, the things going on in Canada are alarming. It is really sad to see what they're rolling out all over the world. And it's a bit distressing, although I don't let it take me to the dark side and get negative over it. But it's a little bit disappointing to see the low percentage of people with the gumption to resist this nonsense. I think... we're a little bit better suited to noncompliance here in North America. Being Americans, you know, of any race and any background, once we've come here and embraced the American way, I think we're well on our way to mounting a resistance to this this Machiavellian rollout of tyranny. And I feel bad for the countries that are just more subservient by nature, to see the people bend over and lay down and go along to get along in other parts of the world is sad. But, you know, we don't have control over that. You know, one of the guys that I'm getting to know up here talks about, you know, our area of operation, our zone of influence, our, you know, right around us. Very important to know what we have control over, and you know, what's going on in D.C. Not so much. Certainly, what's going on at the World Economic Forum and those ass hats over in Europe, Klaus Schwab and whatnot. We don't have a lot that we can do. In regards to them directly, but in our local communities, in our states, in our towns, in our counties, absolutely, we can back good folks that are running for office. We can make sure that we pull the covers on these tyrants and turncoats and rats that are pretending to represent us, but really represent the corporate and banking elite, and have sold us out. So, you know, there's a lot going on. There's all kinds of different people in this struggle. And on the line with us now, I've got a wonderful guest. This is a guy that has been a stand-up guy when the chips are down. I mean, my listeners know what's going on to a greater degree than your average citizen. So Todd Engel is with us, and Todd was there at Bundy Ranch, and Todd has had some amazing experiences since then. He's a stand-up guy, and he is, you know, willing to rise to the occasion, and he's an inspiration to me and everybody that I know. He's one of the guys that is, you know, that I look to see how to be a stand-up guy in this crazy world. So, Todd, are you there? Are you in the green room, brother?
I am. Thanks, Stuart. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, man, that email you sent me was just mind-blowing to learn. You know, it reminded me of reading the court transcripts from Ruby Ridge, to know that our government is that out of control. You know, the criminality of the FBI and the CIA and the powers that be is just unbelievable. So, I mean, introduce yourself any way you want, or just get right into talking about whatever you think is, you know, important. And you're running for local office. That is a blessing for all of us in the area. So, yeah, have at it. We got about 15 minutes to roll here.
Yeah, so anyway, Stuart, as you read in that post, the difference between me and the Fast and Furious incident is that the guns that the FBI agent stole from me have not killed anybody yet, and God forbid they do. But what we have is a man who came to my place of residence the day after my arrest and took over 30 weapons, tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition, at least one NFA item, meaning a suppressor that's registered to me, all of my vehicles, and he has been selling everything on the streets of America, stolen weapons on the streets of America, a lot of them high-powered weapons, long-range weapons, AR-15-type platforms, and the Department of Justice, the Office of Inspector General, and the FBI were notified last year of these crimes. One of their guys went rogue on them and stole 30 weapons and has been selling them on the streets, and they have done absolutely nothing about it. This man is enjoying the same level of protection as Ray Epps at this current state. I've done everything to try to get the FBI to investigate this and to stop this man before somebody gets killed with one of those weapons, and that's kind of our current status right now.
Wow. Well, you know, that clearly lays bare the fact that they have an agenda that is not upholding the rule of law. And I just, you know, I think that I have a decent read on how bad it is. And then, you know, then something like this comes out and it's like, wow, we really do have an out of control criminal cabal posing as government, you know, and I don't think it's a few bad apples in the intelligence communities and the FBI. I mean, I think, you know, from the top down, it's rotten. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, there are some good people that can, you know, sort of inspire people to just say enough's enough and institute some sort of sea change towards remedy. I don't know exactly how, but with you running for state rep, in the legislative district one and other good folks up here, you know, running, you know, at least there's a change, I think, of more people realizing they have to get involved, and they're starting to get involved, and they're starting to get off the bench and get onto the field. I mean, do you feel like there is a bit of a change in engagement here from citizens?
Yeah, what we're noticing is definitely a sea change with the candidates that are running this year. We are seeing people that have never contemplated. These aren't politicians. These are the mom and pop people, the folks that go to the school board meetings that have been called terrorists. The people that are sick of the masks, sick of the vaccines, just sick of it all, and they've had enough, and they're all running for office to birthright to make a difference in their communities, because, you know, all politics are local, whether we like it or not. You know, we either get involved in politics or politics gets involved with us.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. You know, it's great to see, you know, it's great to see, you know, people like Bundy, you know, and you guys that have actually been up against it, you know, now running for office. I mean, I hope we get Ammon in there as a governor, because we know, you know, he's not going to sell out, and we know you're not going to sell out. And there's, you know, there's a few guys that, you know, we're really fortunate to have tossing their hat in the ring. And people, I think the big change, as I see it, is that you're exactly right when you say, you know, these are people that just felt they had to get involved. They couldn't sit on the sidelines. The level of con artistry from these politicians is so obvious now, and the harm that they're doing to these kids, the businesses, the suicide rates, the attrition rate from these lethal injections that they're trying to, you know, pass off as vaccines. It's just, it's like enough's enough, man. There's just got to be accountability and rule of law, and yeah, it's on, right? I mean, I don't even have kids, and sure. I'm just incensed about the whole thing.
I've had enough of being jealous of Florida making headlines every week with a great governor and their legislature on board with him, and they're in the fight together. And here is Idaho, and what do we hear coming out of the governor's office? Nothing but crickets. Our legislature, other than a handful, about a dozen of good liberty legislators, the rest of our legislature is basically inept and irrelevant at this point. We do not make headlines. We can't get any tax relief in our state. We can't get a property tax relief. We just can't get anything done with these establishment rhinos and hacks down there. So there has to be a complete change in the Idaho legislature if we truly want to be a liberty-loving and liberty-minded state.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing that is apparent to me, you know, after the last couple of years of seeing this process unfold after the stolen election, is people up here are good, keep to themselves, hardworking, look out for their neighbors, but not get involved in politics folks. And, you know, ideally they shouldn't have to. You know, the representative should represent them. But now I think, you know, with guys like you and Ron Korn stepping up to the plate and kind of showcasing what it looks like for community leaders to actually get in there and speak the truth and square off with these people, because the need is there. You know, they're encroaching on everybody's freedoms, and the rhinos that are posing as conservative, decent, good, you know America loving leaders, it just, they so aren't, and the people that are good folks representing us in there are so few and far between. I mean, Heather Scott and just a handful, you know, two or three or four people that I would trust to represent my interests down there. I mean, they need backup, and so thank God, you know, guys like you and Ron are coming around. And there's a half a dozen or so people that I hope get in, because you know, what is it? What is the process? They say the soap box, the ballot box, and then the cartridge box. And, you know, it's just, they've crossed a line in the sand pretty clearly. And, you know, with them abducting children from people and shutting down businesses. So thanks for stepping up, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And we need to do everything we can to avoid that last box. That's
the last place you want to go ever. Yeah.
You know, we, with some of the candidates that are running, you know, Heather and I talk about this regularly, but she has about 50 candidates she's helped put forward for this cycle. And these are, you know, a good majority of them are of the, you know, Heather Scott bent. They are of the Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and Lauren Boebert. These people will not bow. They will not compromise. Our values and our principles are solid. We can work with others down there, but we will not bow when it comes to our principles and our values. And, you know, we're just absolutely fed up with it, Stuart, what is occurring throughout the country and throughout Boise right now.
Yeah, the good news, and I think you'd agree with me, is that the will exists. It just hasn't been brought to the fore yet, and people are now starting to, you know, step up. And I'm optimistic. I really am when I see, you know, the good people that get together to oppose these clowns at school board meetings and you know, city council meetings and mayor's roundtables. It's like, it's good. It's good to see people stepping up, and yeah, it gives me hope. I think unfortunately we're going to have to resign to the fact that a lot of the world is going to go along with this New World Order agenda because they aren't showing the will to square off with this. So we may have to, you know, be okay with it just being Florida and a few other states and a few other counties. And because I think I'm done trying to convince people that won't stand up. I mean, if they're not going to by now, they may not ever.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. at this point is basically lost. I don't see much hope coming out of it, even though, you know, there's a lot of hope in the midterms at turning 70 seats. But is that enough? I mean, we had the presidency and both, you know, the House and the Senate when Trump was elected, and what got done? What was accomplished? We just don't see anything other than Trump fighting against his own party. So
yeah.
Having hope in Washington, D.C. Is, you know, you might as well turn it inward. Have hope in your local communities, your cities, your counties, and your state, and really look into who is who, which candidates are true liberty conservatives and will not bow. It's because they may speak well and they have a great family life and they've been in there for 6 or 8 years, supposedly doing, you know, the good of the people. They got to go. We need true Patrick Henrys in there. We need Sam Adams in there. We need Thomas Jeffersons.
Yeah.
We need fighters that are not going to bow and bend to every whim of the establishment and the rhinos so that they can possibly get a seat at the table, Speaker of the House, get on this committee or that committee. So this has got to end.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely true. Well, you know, we have you, and we have Ron Korn, we have Heather Scott, we have Ammon Bundy, and more. And you know, that's gonna light brush fires in the minds of men and women up here and around the country. And I really feel that once people see you guys speaking truth to power and being willing to call a spade and call these rhinos out and call these con artists out as con artists, you know, I think it's going to go a lot better than a lot of people think. I really do have a great deal of optimism about it. So, you know, it's
well, I do too. I'm you know, I try to be glass half full. We will see what the people's choice is here, you know, in 4 weeks or so in the primaries.
Yeah.
who they want to choose. Do they want the same old same old, or do they want, you know, true fighters in Boise?
Yeah, it's exciting to see. You know, one thing we are going to have to address on a federal level at some point, because it'll affect us. You know, we can't really, you know, the elephant in the room, I think, is the banking system. And, you know, but that's, you know, we got to back burner that and just clear out the turncoats and the con artists out of our, you know, out of our state and county, you know, representatives. And then see how to deal with the money thing, whether it's barter or, you know, get our own supply chains and all our distribution of goods and services and manufacturing straightened out. But, yeah, let's unpack that a little bit more on the other side of this break. I'll be right back. Stuart Howe and Todd Engel on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
Bye. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get. And you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back, folks. We're back in the second segment here. We've got a short segment, show number 57 of the White Rose Resistance Hour, and Todd Engel is with us. And Todd, thanks for coming on the show. Yeah, I really appreciate your stepping up to the plate and running and getting involved here in North Idaho. It's a beautiful place, and like most of the country in the world, worth protecting, you know, and keeping free. And on that note, what can you say to inspire people who are just kind of in the know to a degree, but haven't really gotten off of the armchair or the couch and haven't really gotten out? Because I think there's a lot of people that are sort of on the verge of getting involved that never have been. They've never really needed to the degree that they do now. Certainly would have been good if we were in the fray the whole time. But, you know, I didn't care to even have anything to do or even know about this whole realm of politics. But, since 9/11 kind of slapped me in the face, and then all this latest stuff, I've had to in order to feel good about myself and feel like a decent guy, I've had to get involved. And what would you say to the people that are out there, you know, that are kind of just on the verge of maybe actually getting up and helping out?
Well, you know, I grew up in California when, you know, it was still free. I've been up here about 30 years, and I could see it back in the late 80s and early 90s changing with gun laws and taxes. And we are seeing it here in Idaho with taxes. You know, I think a lot of folks were woke up. I hate to use that word anymore, but when housewives, you know, with kids in school were deemed to be domestic terrorists, a lot of people got involved when that occurred, because, you know, I had to wear that title for years as a so-called domestic terrorist. And now it seems like every mom with a kid in public school is deemed that. So always remember that if you don't get involved locally, countywide, statewide, then it will get involved with you, just like we are seeing with CRT, with Common Core, with mandates. You've got to make your voice heard. We all have to. Much like you, Stuart, I was not involved in politics, and I'll be very clear. I don't want to be involved in politics still. But if I don't, then who?
Yeah.
And if the folks that are listening here, if they don't, then who? Just like me going to the Bundy Ranch. You know, I considered myself a patriot, and I always said, gosh, I sure hope somebody, you know, does something about that. But then when that was occurring down there, I said it, but I was looking in the mirror. And yeah. I said, if not me, then who? And for the folks listening, if not you, then who? We must fight for our kids and our grandkids to give them something, some semblance of liberty and freedom. If not, we're going to hand them off communism and authoritarianism. And that just doesn't settle well with me.
Yeah, and that's for the ones that live, for the ones that survive everything they're throwing at us, between the injections and the food shortages and the supply chain breakdowns. You know, it's like, it's time if we're ever going to, you know, mount a resistance and build a better system outside of theirs, so we're not dependent on theirs. You know, I think it's not either or. It's not go hide in the woods, and it's not, you know, go take Washington, D.C. back. But, you know, we've got to have, you know, good people as representatives in the governmental system. And we've also got to, I believe, be more self-sufficient and not be so dependent on these supply chains and banking systems and communication systems that they control. So, you know, any movement toward...
Well,
No,
Stuart,
no,
I'm
please,
hidden
go ahead.
In the woods. I have a place. I'm at it. Right? I'm there right now. I was cutting firewood with a chainsaw when your producer called me. But you know, I'm hidden in the woods. I have a high mountain cabin off grid, and it didn't matter. They still came for me. So now I come off the mountain every day to get involved directly in politics. And I think that all of us are going to have to leave the comfort of our armchairs, the comfort of our, you know, our Netflix, our televisions, you know, our big kitchens and fancy houses, and get involved. If we don't, it politics will get involved with us. I promise.
Yeah, there's the bottom line, right?
You know as well as I do, the World Economic Forum is not sleeping anymore.
No, they are definitely on the assault. And, you know, we're about to go to break here. I believe we have a break. They've been changing the schedule in about a minute. But if you can ride with us through the break and, you know, stay as long as you like, I think there's, you know, more good stuff to chat about. And we also have a caller holding on in the green room on line three. But usually they take us to break at 4:29. And we'll see if the music comes up here. But can you stay with us for a little bit longer? Is that okay, Todd?
Yeah, I can stay.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, you want to take a call? We've got Marcus here in Idaho holding on line three. Why don't you bring him in? Okay, yeah, Marcus, are you there? Oh, on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Heading into a long segment here, and before I bring in our call-in guest Marcus, I've got a couple of house cleaning things, housekeeping items here. We've got some stuff going on up here locally in North Idaho. Monday is a court appearance for Garth Gaylord, and that's going to be in Coeur d'Alene, and he's facing bogus trespassing charges. Garth Gaylord, great guy, real patriotic stand-up guy, was trespassed for not wearing a mask. He showed up just like he was supposed to and wasn't going to wear a face diaper. So if you can get down and support Garth Gaylord, he is a good man and deserving of our support. And that's Monday, 425 in Coeur d'Alene, the courthouse there. Also, on the, you know, topic of solution, tomorrow, Saturday, there is a group meeting at Eagle Peak Containers. That is 2:30 tomorrow, Saturday, in Athol, Idaho, just south of us here in Sandpoint. And that's going to be at 6250 East Menser Avenue, across from the elementary school, by the Blue Water Tower. It's the Militant Farmers. And the Militant Farmers, great name, they are into community building and barter. So if you've got eggs or firewood, crafts, you know, come and meet your neighbors. It looks like it's going to be a great place to be, you know, for fomenting solution and community down there. So absolutely happy to have you here with us, Todd. Let's bring in Marcus on line three. Marcus, are you there? No, Marcus. Okay, it's just us. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
All right. Well, yeah, if you have a question for Todd, let's go.
Well, okay. I live in Driggs, Idaho. I spent time in Sandpoint, so I know where you're at. I kind of feel like what you guys are saying is a little bit of milquetoast. Right now, we are going through the worst situation that we've had since our 2020 election was stolen from us. The Democrats are, the globalist Democrats, are taking the Republicans and trying to break our backs. So they're lifting us up and trying to break our backs over their knees. And they're doing it over and over with our food prices, with our gas prices, with trying to make sure that we go into the electric system. So you've got electric cars in the nation, and it's just like California was saying, we're going to have to regulate your electric and we're going to have to shut you down from this thing. And they're trying to make that nationwide, and with their military, they're taking us, they're lifting us up and trying to break our back on our
knees.
Yeah,
Marcus, hey, Marcus, guess what? Hey, we're well aware of that. What is your question, or what is your idea for remedy, or what would you like to ask Todd?
Boosh. I don't know what a remedy is. I don't even know how to look at that. Basically, what we need to do as a remedy is bring out the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Tavistock Institute, and make those regular names across the nation, across the world, so that people can be totally informed.
You're right. I'm going to let you go. We're going to let you go, Marcus. Thanks for bringing that up. But you know, last time I tried to get into Bilderberg, they wouldn't let me in. I could yell, and you know, Alex Jones and I were out there bullhorning, but that's about all we could do as far as getting those knuckleheads to you know, comply with our wishes. There's really not a whole lot we can do about the Tavistock Institute and the Council on Foreign Relations. Yeah, you can confront those guys when they show up at book signings, but, you know, it's just not really solution or remedy. Todd, I think you'd agree with me that we need to, yes, you know, take it, think globally, but act locally. And,
yes, exactly,
you know, when
Stuart,
these guys enact things that our local sheriffs or our local school board, you know, tries to get our kids to wear masks or get us to take injections, that's where we go right down to our, you know, our school board meeting or our town hall or the polls here. We've got this election coming up on May 17th, and, you know, get her done locally where it's tangible and we can actually have effect in our area of operation.
Well, and you just hit the nail on the head. You have to start locally, as close to you as you possibly can, meaning school boards, city council, county commissioners, assessors, coroners, and the most important is the sheriff. The yep. sheriff and the county commissioners have immense power. You must start right there, and then move up and seek to change your legislature, and then mm-hmm. to change your governor. And once you can affect yeah. these yeah. offices, then you can begin to insulate your state. You know, with a sheriff and a county commissioner, you can insulate your community via their authority.
Yep.
We have a great sheriff in Bonner County.
We do.
We have a good sheriff in Boundary County. And they are the hedge of protection for our communities when it comes to federal overreach, federal authority. They can literally make arrests, and or they can extract federal agencies from the community if they are harassing the citizens.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, they have done that. They tried to take a gentleman's firearms over in Priest River.
Yeah, I was there.
Awesome. That's a story worth telling.
Sheriff Wheeler was there. Heather Scott was there. I was there. Matt Shea was there. And the Department of Homeland Security wanted to confiscate his firearms because he had a minor stroke and had given his power of attorney over to his sister. And with the sheriff and with our elected representatives, we said no. And the sheriff contacted the federal government and said, no, you're not coming here. And they didn't.
Awesome. Yeah, a lot of people, I didn't understand that the sheriff and the 10th Amendment is an amazing thing, that the states have authority and the sheriffs have authority to tell the feds to take a hike. And that's not
taught. It's only amazing if you exercise it.
Yeah. But just knowing that that is the way it works and that we can animate and support the Constitution on that level and support our sheriffs and get sheriffs voted in and get guys like you in the legislature and hopefully get Ammon in as governor, you know, to actually enact this stuff, because it's there in writing in the Constitution, but unless we, you know, put it into
a
living form.
To transpose this, I mean, we've had some great outcomes with sheriffs and legislators standing with us arm in arm, but we also had, you know, almost a catastrophic outcome at the Bundy Ranch when the governor and the sheriffs completely fell on their face and did not support their citizens and their constituents. Mm-hmm. They completely turned their back and sided with the federal government, or just stayed out of it and allowed the federal government and the citizens of the country to almost get into armed conflict. We have to have good sheriffs. We have to have good legislators. We have to have good governors. So we can opine all day long about, you know, Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergs and all that, but until we affect our local community, you know, you have to take a bite at a time. You can't start at the biggest beast and think you're going to conquer him. You've got to start locally.
Yeah, and we're doing that. I mean, I'm not running for anything right now, but I'm sure trying to help you guys that are, and I think we're on the verge of the sea change that I'm feeling, you know, and I appreciate you. What can people do to help support you and get you on your way to winning this May 17th election?
Anything helps. You can go to Engel for Idaho, E-N-G-E-L, F-O-R, Idaho, and, you know, $5, $10, $20, anything helps to fight the establishment. My opponent is heavily financed by the establishment. He takes big pharma money. He takes money from the Scott Bedkes, who are, you know, major rhinos.
Is that Sage
He's
Dixon?
All in with the establishment. Yes.
Yeah.
And I am.
Did we lose you?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
You got me?
I just had a little glitch in my audio.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, I'm just grassroots. I'm the $20, $50 guy, and I'm just fighting through the grassroots of the folks in Idaho that support me and want to change.
Yeah, you know, I think people are starting to realize they don't need the guy with the, you know, $8,000, $10,000 suit, right? they need the guy that's, you know, coming from the heart and telling the truth. And, yeah, so hopefully we can – I'd like to see the great incumbent purge of 2022 and almost Amen. Everybody that's in office, man, kick their butt out, because if they're not initiating the problems, they're certainly standing by and standing down and letting them go on, with the exception of the Heather Scott and a couple other – you know, great ladies down there.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's time to kick them all to the curb and let's get a fresh batch of people in there that, you know, actually, you know, like their communities and their neighbors and are, you know, good-hearted people. Yeah, you know, the whole...
Well, and if, you know, if you don't feel that you can get involved with your time and showing up to school board meetings, if your life is so busy, we can all donate $20, okay?
Yes.
I, you know, this running for office, I never knew what kind of a time constraint it was going to be. I've chosen it, but the folks that are listening to this, $20, $50, $100, and that goes a long, long ways to helping me get mailers out and radio ads and signs and the things that I just never knew how much these things cost. So, if you don't have the time to donate to all this, then write a check. At least you're engaged in the fight.
Absolutely. You know, I think back in the day, a lot of the big, you know, landowners would have would proxies would go off to battle for them, and we can all mm-hmm. support guys like you if we can't get on the field ourselves. So please, if you're out there, you know, and you like what you're hearing, send a few dollars Todd's way, and you'll feel in your heart like you're part of the solution and not part of the problem. And on that note, we've got Mike in Kentucky holding on line 5. We want to take another call, see if we get some a little bit better, more positive call in, Todd?
Sure.
Yeah, Mike in Kentucky on line 5. Are you there?
Yeah, I like solutions. The thing is... I'm trying to remember what Schopenhauer, one of those philosophers, said something. One of the most painful things a man can have is insight over much and influence over little. And I've tried to, you know, do stuff locally a little bit for, well, basically 25 years. And most, you know, it a lot of times it falls flat. So sometimes you have to consider who's it coming from and maybe use somebody else. If you can get somebody that's, I don't know, more or less in the click to do stuff locally. But my sentiment is if your community's not prepared, you're not prepared. And I think at the state level, now Texas had, I don't know how many things, like 4 things, referendums on the ballot last time. One of them was about the government interference with churches. And they got that pushed through. I know one of the guys that was responsible for that was having it out with a local town called Canton, Texas. And we ended up digging a nationwide can of worms up with that of derelict old nursing homes, but that's a rabbit trail I won't bother with. But one of the things I think we need to look to do, and we'll pull the rug out from underneath of this house of cards, would be get a nationwide effort to rescind the 14th Amendment. It's doubtful that it was properly ratified anyway. I think it was just declared as ratified by the... Secretary of State, because of President Johnson, would not sign it. Louisiana rescinded their ratification of it. Ohio was not even properly a state. So, I mean, just need, I don't know how many you would have to do, but that it wouldn't require a constitutional convention like the last show was talking about. It was a cheap shortcut. Go read up on it. There's some law school dissertations about it being a New Deal. It wasn't Franklin Delano Roosevelt that made the New Deal. It was a 14th Amendment.
Yes, sir, and I completely understand where you're coming from, and I do understand that the 14th was never ratified. There's something interesting about rights in the Bill of Rights. We regularly attempt to exercise our First Amendment. We're seeing that smashed out via Twitter and Facebook and other social media outlets. What I'm advocating for is to, if you do not exercise your rights, they will atrophy like an arm in a cast for 6 weeks. When you pull that cast,
I think you have to be high profile about it too. You have to be high profile enough for the rest of the sheet to notice, oh, they slapped this guy down.
Do you guys have open carry in Kentucky?
Yes, we do, and we also have concealed carry. The concealed carry permit got shut down, too, by the way.
Let me give you a recommendation, and you run with this. On the 4th of July, don't just cook hot dogs and shoot fireworks in the air. Put your AR-15 over your back and go downtown and walk around for 2 hours.
That happened
Exercise
in Houston.
Exercise that right. Pardon me?
In Houston, they outlawed feeding the homeless, and so one of these churches that has a mission for that did that. They put the black rifles on their shoulders, and the cops just sit back with their arms crossed and watch them feed the homeless. They wouldn't interfere.
So they're exercising their Second Amendment right.
Right, but we don't have the... See, that's
the 4th of July.
The basic concept is backwards, though, because if you look at the preamble to the Bill of Rights, it is a bill of further restrictions and declaratory clauses. It is not restricting us, it's restricting government. And so those Bill of Rights don't grant us anything. I think there also needs to be a movement toward holding the feet to the fire with state courts. And if you're born in Kentucky or Texas or wherever, you've got rights under the state constitution. And they keep trying to make federal cases out of stuff where they don't have the what is it called, the jurisdictional clauses, Article 1. They don't have exclusive jurisdiction. They don't have exclusive jurisdiction.
Well, they're exceeding their enumerated powers right off the bat with that. So there's a 10th Amendment issue there as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I was saying is that sometimes if you can't do it yourself, you got to try to find somebody that can do it for you, because it's like in the click, you know, you got all these guys, and I'm coming from the targeted town of Kim Davis over here, if you remember all that mess. Mm. And there was four clerks that wouldn't accept those licenses with their name on them, or wouldn't grant them with their name on them. But they only picked on our clerk, probably because she's just off the interstate, and it's a college town. But Moorhead State University—that's been a pun since the '70s for the that lifestyle group. And of course she lost the election. And they're still fighting it out, who's going to pay the legal fees and bills and stuff over that.
The key to this letter is to pick a hill to fight on and start fighting.
Well, she did, and she had a lot of support.
In an issue. I mean, we've been involved in these ARPA funds backward and forward to try to stop our counties from taking this money and hamstringing us with all the rules and regulations. So, no, we're involved in that fight. We're involved in the Second Amendment fight. We're involved in the CRT fight. Pick a fight and get involved in it.
The emergency that I see right now is infrastructure or food supply issues. And if a riot occurs, if a county sheriff would have an actual posse that he could call from, in our case, we would probably need about 40 or 50 that could be deployed on the entrance and back of every store, maybe one on the roof, and protect. Even if they issued rations for people, to sign stuff out, it would stop all the food being broken up in a matter of 2 hours.
We got to move on. That's really great stuff. And if you want to go to some of Casey Whalen's footage on North Idaho Exposed, you'll see how our citizens rallied to prevent that kind of a looting situation in Coeur d'Alene last year. I mean, it's definitely doable. A thousand armed citizens. it can be done. I mean, we've done it here, and so it's their solution there. So we're going to let you go because we've got another caller. But thank you very much, Mike. Mike raised some great issues there, and hopefully we'll get to unpack some more of that next week. Those issues are really important. But we've got John Stubbins holding on line 3. John, are you there?
Hey, how you doing, brother? How's it going?
Oh, good, man. Thanks for coming on. We just have a few minutes left here, but if you could, briefly let us know what's going on, and if you have a question for Todd, we've just got about 6 minutes left.
Yeah, no. I mean, Casey sent me a message, asked me if I would come on, and basically, I wanted to let everybody know, aside from my work on my show and my investigations, and we are involved in all the things that you discussed, whether it be January 6th or the border or the Russia hoax. I mean, those investigations are ongoing, and we're not going to stop with those. That's number one. I just got back from Texas. But the main reason I wanted to call in tonight is because on June 3rd and 4th, we are hosting an event down in Pasadena, Texas, that benefits veterans and their families through Set Apart Farms. And you can go look at that event at setapartfarms.org or saffestival.com. And it's going to be 2 days of rodeos and concerts and kids fun. We've got a kids fun zone. We've got a petting zoo. We've got the Trump bus coming down. We've got the largest American flag in the world. Amazing speakers. It's going to be a heck of a time. We're expecting about 10,000 for both days. So it's all to benefit veterans and their families.
Excellent. And some community building, I'm sure, will be done too. And you guys can work on, some barter and, strengthening the community. I like it. Thanks. Thanks for sharing that with us, John.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And you guys, if you want to catch my show, we're being leveled right now by the big three, and I'm working with my friends Jason Fick on his onward mission of Section 230, and suing big tech, and we just did a big interview with Zach Voorhees, which we have not aired yet. We're holding that. We're going to be moving the show over to cable television.
Well, John, we're out of time here, but let people know briefly. You got about 12 or 20 seconds at the most to let people know where they can go to hear your show and what time.
Well, you could get us Indivisible with John Stubbins. We are going to be moving over to, like I said, the Outdoor Channel, Hunt Channel, Pursuit TV, Pluto TV. That's coming up here in the next couple months.
Nice.
But you can still go to Stubbins.org now.
Stubbins.org.
And
okay.
Also Facebook. Okay.
Well, thanks, John. Thanks for that. I hope the Texas event goes well. So anybody, within striking distance of Texas, head on over there June 3rd and 4th. So thanks, John. There he goes, everybody. Well, we are down to the last 2 minutes of the show here. I want to hand it over to you, Todd, to close us out. You'll hear the music come up, but thank you so much for coming on, and thank you once again to Casey Whalen and to Ron Korn. Hopefully he'll be able to come back on, and all you guys that are, vying for office in these elections, you and Ammon and Heather and Ron Korn, and wow, I mean, just really proud and pleased to be, in association with you guys. So thank you, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate everything you're doing.
Excellent. Well, folks, there we go. Hopefully we can make it through another week. And God willing, and the river don't rise, we'll be back next Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for another episode, hopefully number 58 of the Baton Rouge Resistance Hour on RBN. All right. Hopefully see you around the neighborhood, Todd.
All right, Stuart. Thank you, man. See you later.
You got it, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of the new day. Hey, 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 hey.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.